Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. Well, one night a few weeks ago, I go over by the show, and I got this trailer. And I got to tell you, this trailer made the audience go nuts. It was for this crazy movie with Melissa McCarthy and a bunch of derelict Muppets called The Happy Time Murders. It was vile. It was disgusting. There was Muppet violence, Muppet vulgarity, Muppet drug use, messy, dirty, Muppet sex. Oh, these Muppets in a trailer. They were not good people, but the trailer was one of the funniest things I've seen in a while. Everybody was laughing. They were cheering. There was general overall pandemonium. I came out of there thinking, I can't wait to see this full movie. It's going to be great. I mean, who hasn't wanted to see the Muppets in a violent R-rated crime thriller comedy? Okay, I never really thought about it, but this still looked great. So Happy Time Murders comes out this week, and I see it's getting horrible reviews. It was getting zero-star reviews. How could that be? Well, I went to see it, and it turns out Happy Time Murders maybe should have only been that 3-minute trailer, because every funny bit that was edited together for maximum impact, those were the only funny bits in the entire hour and a half. And when those bits were placed in a story with a hackneyed old-time detective noir kind of thing going on, it didn't really work. And the parts that were the most outrageous just kind of laid there amidst the Muppet porn and the Muppet gore, which, by the way, for your information, is not bloody, it's fluffy. Now, if you think that showing Muppets like this is some kind of blasphemy, it was directed by Jim Henson's son, so go talk to him. But the story revolves around a former Muppet cop named Phil who got fired. He gets fired off at a job. Now he's a private eye who gets brought back when all of the characters from a classic Muppet-like TV show are getting murdered. And he gets partnered up with his former partner, Melissa McCarthy. No love lost there, and they got to come together to solve the murders and whatnot. Now, McCarthy tries her best. She really does. She's got a lot of insulting one-liners. And she does fight a Muppet in a hot tub, which, by the way, is a lot of work. They showed us at the end, the outtakes at the end of the movie show you how many people it takes to put together Muppet human fight scenes and sex scenes. You know, it takes 4 people to make 2 Muppets have a go at it. It's a lot of effort that went into the Muppetry here, but I don't know, maybe all for naught. Because Happy Time Murders really suffers from being longer than 3 minutes. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? You can get them as a podcast at 93XRT.com. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.